We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do it.
Never a good thing when your receivers collide into each other, causing a little ricochet.
Ba-bow! I got to tell you,
man. It was a good game yesterday,
man. It was a good game.
Thursday night brought it.
It was a good game. Had a little bit of defense, a lot of offense.
Turnovers. Questionable decisions.
You can always go to one stat, though, to determine who won the game. And I was watching the game and thinking to myself, wow, this might not work out like I always talk about. But if you run for that many yards, very rarely do you lose.
Yeah, they really couldn't stop them at all. It was interesting, too, because we talked about this yesterday where Aaron Rodgers was kind of foreshadowing how, you know, the offense wasn't keeping up their end of the bargain, and that it's the Packers' defense was been really good so far this season. But
whoops,
you know, well,
running the football in football at all levels of football, running the football is probably the single-handed most masculine thing you can do in football. So if you are running the ball well, and you're controlling the game, you're controlling, you know, most aspects of the game, and it sets up so much more of your game. And it's one of those, hate to say this, Aaron Rodgers, empty stats.
What? That throw to Jimmy Graham?
I didn't say, no.
What?
I didn't say that. But every time they drove down the field and then
that
Philly
was masculine.
And then Philly would run the football, you like as many yards as Aaron Rodgers was throwing for, you always watch the game and said, man, seems like Philly is just dominating them.
Let me ask you this. There's been some I heard Levitard talking about this a little bit yesterday where they were talking about Bryce Harper, you know, having to watch the Nationals clinch right in front of him, or Christian Yelich having to watch the Brewers go to the playoffs with him on the sidelines, and Brett Favre saying that, you know, Eli Manning, there's no way he likes watching what Daniel Jones is doing, even though he gives the fake hug. Aaron Rodgers, obviously he wants to win, but what does he prefer? You know, putting up okay stats, the 3-0. Defense is doing their job, but as he says, the offense hasn't been good. Or does he like going out there throwing the ball 50 times, throwing for over 400 yards, two touchdowns, and goes down in the red zone?
I think as you get older, you start accepting the fact that you're on the team, it's a long season. Your role changes from week to week, and you don't have to have your numbers every week as long as a team or a unit you're productive. So although, you know, all players would like to, you know, if you're a quarterback, throw for 400 yards and have, you know, three touchdowns and just have a perfect passer rating, in the end, it's your job more than anything to win a football game. So now the Eli thing, that's a little bit different, because you don't want to lose your job, even though the hardest thing in football is this. I want my team to be successful. I want to be successful. But if the guy in front of me is more successful, that means I'm not going to have an opportunity to be successful. That's always a tough thing.
Yeah.
But Eli's been playing long enough. Man, look, there's nobody that knows your ability more than you.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man. There's not a great delusion with some athletes, though, of when they think it's all over.
One name rings a bell. Melo!
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, yesterday, if you guys are just if you missed Thursday Night Football last night, I was able to stay up for the whole game, but it was a dogfight those last 4 minutes. I was like, "Ugh, I'm losing it." But I got to see how this ends. Eagles defeat the Packers 34-27. Big win for the Eagles. They go to 500 on the year. They're 2-2. Packers dropped to 3-1. Philly rushing for 176 yards. Jordan Howard, he had 115 total yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing, 1 receiving. So if you had him in fantasy, I imagine you're quite happy with the start to your week. Carson Wentz, pretty pedestrian numbers, 160 yards, 3 touchdowns, but did what he had to do. And Aaron Rodgers, 34 of 53, 422 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had that late pick. He did have a bad fumble where he got it slapped right out of his hand and then faked like it was hurt.
Yeah, that.
I never believe it. Whenever the guy comes with, he gets the old stinger on the hand.
Hey.
Because then they're all like, oh, it's okay here. What's wrong?
We call that in the business sports sympathy.
Yeah, there's no way he was really hurt, right?
Like the guy that fumbles comes up limping.
I was like, not buying it.
No, it could. Look, I'm going to tell you. Those guys swinging those billy clubs coming around that edge. I got punched in the ribs and in that area so many times from guys trying to knock the ball out. Oh, it's brutal.
Last night, Joel Embiid tweeted out, "Go Pack, go," so I'm sure that's going to go over well in Philly.
The who?
Last night, Joel Embiid, during the game, you know he plays for the Philadelphia 76ers. He tweeted out, "Go Pack, go."
I hated that song. Go Pack, go.
I got to say.
Why is he trolling his own people?
I don't think he is trolling. People put up that he has been a Packers fan, apparently. He has multiple tweets back in the day saying, "Go Pack, go." I just think I would put that tweet away for Philly because your fans are crazy.
Yeah, but guess what? People, like, that's the world we live in now. You know what I mean? Like, guess what? We do what we do. We don't have to be biased. We can be biased. Right? Before it was, you had to be impartial.
You can be biased, and I think in a lot of markets, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
It's not that one.
That market, I would be like, whoa, yeah. Whoa, man, whoa.
They are. Would you say of all the fans that, you know, it's got to be between them, who else? I tell you what's one of the hardest places to play and has always been, even when they weren't good, Seattle.
Good fans.
It's so loud.
12th man's been a thing forever.
So loud. It's deafening. And keep in mind, he used to play in the dome.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
The old kingdom.
It looked like the Trop Field.
Did you see yesterday? Felix Hernandez had looks like his last game as a Mariner?
You know what? I hate, I call that the Joe Thomas disease.
What do you mean?
Great player, plays in one city.
Yeah.
Has a couple of moments, but. When was the last time you mentioned Felix?
Been a while.
Right.
But, I mean, at one point was, you know, best pitcher in baseball.
Right, but he
was the guy, he was the guy where people kind of threw out wins. Like, it wasn't a thing anymore.
He was the exception.
He was so filthy.
He is where all these analytics started and made pitching not about wins and losses.
Yeah, but still cool to see him get that moment yesterday. Walked off the mound, places going crazy for him.
Isn't it also crazy that when they took him out, they booed, so you kind of got mixed, and then you realized they were booing because they didn't want him taken out?
Yeah.
But you think he'll pitch somewhere else? Because
he's only 33.
Yeah, but he's...
But woo. He's been pitching forever.
He's falling off.
He was a baby when he came into the thing.
Right.
So I was seeing that yesterday. I didn't know that was a thing, but seeing that, I saw the Instagram video. I was like, oh, I got the feels. I was like, oh, man, it's King Felix.
Yeah, man.
What else do we got? So Marlins defeat the Mets last night 4-2. Jordan Yamamoto, great outing by him. 10 strikeouts and 6 shutout innings. This is a little stat via Fish Stripes, recommend going to follow them. They're a nice little follow on Twitter. He becomes the fourth most strikeouts in the Marlins in their first 15 outing. Oh, here it is. Most strikeouts by a Marlins pitcher in first 15 career games. He is now the fourth most, tied with Josh Beckett with 82, just behind Jose Fernandez, who had 84. Doncho Willis had 85, and Chuck Smith back in the day, he had 88. So good for a Hawaiian punch out yesterday. Tyler Heineman, he was his catcher last night. I guess he's getting a little call-up action. He got his first MLB hit against Jacob deGrom, and then last night, first MLB home run to tie it up. So cool little moment as the flailing Marlins season winds on down. Panthers lost in preseason action last night, 4-2 to the Lightning. Alexander Barkov left the game in the first period. A little bit of mystery to that, but Joe Quenneville says that he's going to be fine. It might have even been a rest thing. Nobody really was very clear on it. So there's that. As far as your last night action is concerned, tomorrow night in Los Angeles, you have Errol Spence Jr. against Sean Porter Jr. for the unified welterweight title. No Canes football this weekend. The Dolphins take on the Chargers at 1 o'clock. Miami is a 15.5-point underdog at home.
Like, I can't tell you how unbelievable or how unbelievably bad Vegas thinks the Dolphins are.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a team
and yet,
that wasn't Rutgers that is this much of an underdog.
And yet they've done nothing to prove why they should be anything but other than that so far.
I can't. Like, you know, as much as you know how I am defending, you know, everybody being a pro and everybody, like, man, like 21-27, because I guess people figured there's no way in hell, you know, first week of the season. And now 15.5.
It's crazy.
Like,
over
I've
two touchdown favorite at home.
They've been over at least two touchdowns.
And not against, you know, and Chargers aren't off to a great start either.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
yeah,
Philip Rivers is good, but they don't at the time the spread came out, it was even bigger when they had Melvin Gordon before the Melvin Gordon news. He's not playing.
Right.
But
question.
That's the year it is, man.
I'm thinking this texter just chimed in. And it's a valid point, but I'm going to put a little twist on it. because I'll say it has a lot to do with how the coach views their quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, last night is why Tom Brady has more titles than Aaron. Brady's team would have tried to run it in, but Aaron wants to be the one who came through. And I'll say this. Every coach that has been in Green Bay, you got the feeling that they had to make Aaron Rodgers happy. They had to make sure he was happy with what was going on for Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bill Belichick, his sole purpose is to win football games. And as great as Tom Brady is, that will never take a back seat.
Yeah, but in fairness, like, their leading rusher last night behind Aaron Rodgers at 21 yards.
No,
so they
weren't
running the football.
I know, but is there some validity to that? You never hear, like, the stories about Tom Brady, even though they may go at it or they, you know, may have situations, you never hear the stories of Aaron Rodgers.
I think, but doesn't that go to the point where, I mean, physically, as far as physical gifts are concerned, Aaron's the more physically gifted quarterback.
Yes, absolutely. But not even questioning
that. So Tom kind of has to trust the system to be as perfect. You know, like he still has all the talent. Like, he's a better quarterback. I'm not saying he's not a better quarterback.
Right.
But, like,
talent, just because you're more talented doesn't mean you're better.
Correct. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But I think it helps you trust a little bit more, knowing that you've had success and you can execute this way to go win games. With Aaron, it feels like his default is, I'm going to go heave it up. I'm going to make things happen. I'm going to run all around.
Or, just throw this out there, you trust the people that are running the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Being that you trust your game plan. You trust, and maybe that comes with having success. But I got to tell you, the last coach they had in McCarthy was pretty successful with what he was doing with Green Bay. So I don't know. It's just like,
but even like even with Green Bay, like who's he running the ball to? The dude wearing number 88?
Listen, running the football has a lot to do with attitude, but you can scheme a good run game with how you do things. You know what I mean? You can, you know, spread them out and run the ball. You can do a lot of different things. But if your mindset isn't set up that way. So, for example, a coach that throws the ball on the one-yard line. I mean, is it safe to say he's saying he wants the quarterback to be the guy?
Yeah.
Because that's when Seattle lost the Super Bowl, what did they say? Oh, they just didn't want beast mode to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to try to justify what they were doing with their quarterback.
Yeah, stupid.
Right. But
he's beast mode.
Right. But again, still.
It's a Football Friday brought to you by Yuengling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling, spread your wings. Hoopsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Perhaps the most important thing. Look, it is Football Friday, but guess what? I'm replacing Football Friday. It's Jimmy Butler Friday, Leroy. Jimmy Butler Friday. It's Buckets Friday. No Football Friday. They're a 15.5 point underdog. There's no Canes football. Butler Friday. And so it is done. I'll read the sponsor because I got to read the sponsor. Buckets Friday. Welcome back, everybody. I've put the proclamation out there, Leroy.
What?
I've officially canceled Football Friday for today.
No.
I have.
No.
I'll still talk football, but today is not Football Friday. It's Jimmy Butler Friday, okay? 1 o'clock, Jimmy Butler introduced as a member of the Miami Heat. I believe we're carrying that press conference live today. Jimmy Butler Friday, man.
They signed him 5 months ago.
Whatever. Who cares? It's here. What do we got to talk about? What? Give it to me. What? Dolphins, Chargers. What you got? Because I'm looking in the paper today, and I'm looking on the internet of the newspaper's website, and I'm not actually opening up, cracking open a bit. When's the last time anybody's done that?
There's people that still do it.
I know. It's unbelievable. I'm looking at just like there's stories of like 2020, free agency. Bees is talking to the senior bowl director. I'm just like, I can't do this yet. I can't.
But that's what we do. Wait, is that any different than people talking about tank for Tua?
No, it is. It is the same. But like, obviously, that's where they've been saying this is where we want to shift our focus because no one cares about this team. Like the Albert Wilson is coming back this week. That's cool. Wilson.
It's man.
Maybe he won't have.
I don't understand. I don't understand why people are so like here. I will always take an NFL player over a prospect. Not that the prospect can't be better, but I have a better idea of what I'm getting.
Sexer writes in, Pepe Le Lou on Twitter says, he snitched to Beast, like he's going to do something. And he goes, you gave him too much power. I want Rosen talk. What do you want me to talk about? We've talked about Rosen all week. I hope Josh Rosen doesn't have his teammates screw him over this week. That's all he can hope for because what he's gone out there with is no offensive line and a bunch of guys with old fiddler crab hands out there.
Basketball isn't even in season.
Don't care.
It's still Football Friday while in season.
Nope, not today. I will restore it next week.
I veto.
No, you can't veto.
We got a guy vetoing.
Nope.
Texter vetoes.
Minus one, Texter. No.
Why?
First of all, a couple things. We're the home of the Miami Heat. I love the Miami Heat. And Jimmy Butler's getting introduced as a member of the Miami Heat today. What's happening in football today?
It's football.
What's happening? What we're going to talk about, like a text writes in, AB, source of Sports Radio Gold. Is he? We got to talk. Hey, here's the story. AB, he said some crazy things on Twitter. Guess what? Doesn't want to stay retired. He's coming back. Or he says he's coming back. Drew Rosenhaus says a lot of teams are interested. Liar. He gets into it with Eric Weddle because Eric Weddle's telling him, hey, why don't you shut up? It's enough already. And he's saying, oh, why don't you stop being such an AB fanboy? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, AB, it's not even like in the pantheon of Antonio Brown, it's not even the top 30 of things he's done this summer.
Right.
So, please, that we just talked Thursday Night Football. Great game. But come on, man, let's talk about Jimmy Buckets.
It's not basketball season, man.
But come on, man, he's getting introduced. And we got media day on Monday. Training camp next week.
I got to tell you, I think you're getting an L on this one.
What do you mean? There is no L. I am the law.
It's the fourth week of NFL, and you want to talk about a press conference?
Why?
With somebody who they signed 5 months ago?
No, you guys are upset because I'm canceling a useless holiday.
No.
Okay, we always do Football Friday. It's a sports radio staple. It's like the rock stations get the let out. We've been doing it for years, so everybody expects Football Friday. It's even got a damn sponsor. However, there's nothing to football about. Nothing.
There's plenty of football about.
Give me an intriguing thing about the Dolphins this weekend. Other than pride.
I'm done with that. I won't do that again.
Do you have them this week? Who has them in picks? I think Robbie does. No. Yeah. Beast? Oh, man.
I'm done with that. Like, I can't. And it's not, and I want to put this out there. It's not that I think they don't have any, right? But you're asking a lot.
So give it to me. Do you got anything? You love football.
Yes.
You are attempting to defend the honor of Football Friday. In Miami, by the way. In Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there was a Canes game, I'd give you more of an argument. Okay, we got two teams to talk about. Let's get a little 40-40 football. But, you know, the Canes canceled practice this week because they were so bad, which is crazy. You know, Manny Diaz says it's a practice they're going to remember in the lore of Hurricanes history.
Right.
But, I mean, Jerome Baker, he tweeted out this week, Leroy,
mm-hmm.
I have to play better.
Look, having to play better and being able to play better, there's a fine line. You know, one of the hardest things to do in sports is this.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the difference between how good a team is and a team playing at their best? Because as fans, you're reluctant to go in the game or after a game and say, those guys did as best as they could. You see what I mean? It's always, our guys could have won if so-and-so would have did this. And so when I think about this team and I think about what the coaching staff is doing, I'm thinking it's a coach's job to suck all the talent out of his players. What is that? What is the
I don't know, but
what is the best they could do?
I prefer him saying that. I prefer Jerome Baker saying, I have to play better, a million times more than Godchow putting up the one play where he tackles someone behind the line after getting your ass kicked by the Dallas Cowboys. So I can see why people like Jerome Baker and why the coaching staff likes Jerome Baker, and they feel like, okay, this guy's going to have a future with the team. If he's more honest with, oh, no, I have a lot of growing to do as a player, even if he's not the reason they're going out there and getting smoked, at least he's not going out there putting a flex picture or a picture where he gets a tackle behind the line. He realizes this is miserable right now, so what can I do?
I got to tell you, though, as miserable as they are, as miserable as the results have been,
mm-hmm.
there's nobody that snapped. Everybody's been pretty.
Well, except for Minka.
I mean, but you're going to have a couple of guys. You're going to have guys that want out.
Yeah, just typically not guys in their second year.
That is, look. The fact that he can do that and feels that he could do that is what shocks me. Not that he did it. Like, as a young player, and this is throughout all sports, You very rarely hear a guy go and make demands to the organization that drafted him.
Text writes in, what else can you talk about with Jimmy Butler? He's having a press conference, and that's it.
Yep.
He's here, though. He's here, though. How much?
Wait.
Oh, it feels so good that he's here. Listen,
you know
I will talk. Here's what I want
to
do.
You're trying to squeeze blood from a turnip.
Here's what I want. I will talk football today, but it's not Football Friday. It's Jimmy Butler Friday. He deserves the day, not our football teams.
No.
Our football teams don't
Hold
deserve
up.
The day.
Time out. There's a statute of limitations on opening press conferences.
Nope. Well,
dude, you can't be in Europe, right, and then come back and want the world to stop while you have your introductory press conference. We know you here.
I don't even know if he wants the world to stop. He's like, really? We got to do this? And they're like, yeah, we got to do this.
Right.
They've been asking for it.
Right. But you.
By the way, if I can with the Miami Heat.
No.
Hold on.
No, it's football.
Nope. I have a question. Their social media team that put out this. They put out a tweet about the Jimmy Butler press conference, and they put out like a montage of everybody on Twitter asking for the Jimmy Butler press conference. My tweet wasn't on there, and quite frankly, I was behind this Jimmy Butler. Where the hell is his press conference before anybody else? Let's just be honest. I should have made the montage. Hey,
in the pantheon of things that you have deemed important,
people noticed. I got a lot of tweets saying, "Hey, how come your tweets didn't make the Heat montage?" I said, "I don't know."
Whose people? You?
Well, yeah, they're
and
my
followers.
They're my followers on Twitter.
Right.
But they were like, "Hey, how come your tweets didn't make the montage?" Slap in the face, and I was like,
"Yeah,
it kind of is a slap in the face." I think my tweets should have made the montage of tweets.
And another side note: no whale calls for CP3.
No. When he's here, I'll
say if he comes here, they'll just play the Bubble Guppy song.
I heard Jackie McMullen say like she thinks the Heat should give up like Justice Winslow for him. I'm like, what?
Do you hold what? On? Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Here's how you think. You look at the roster, and you think, look at the contracts, and you go, ooh, we can free up money if we do this. Free up money if we do this. Free up money. You don't like the. Like, you're the main.
But it's like this. It's like, I don't want, if I'm the Heat, I don't want him that bad. Like, you respect him, but because of the other stuff that comes with it, injuries and a hell of a lot of money.
Oh, man.
You look at it and you're like, I'm not giving Oklahoma City anything to get Chris Paul if it's not just salary for salary. That's it.
It's not even salary for salary because, like, there's nobody in the league you could trade to match salary for salary. Nobody.
We'll be back after this. Guys, 7 out of 10, the radio home of the Miami Heat's going to be broadcasting the red, white, and pink scrimmage. It starts 4 p.m. Sunday, October 6th at the arena. It's the opening tip for the Heat Help Cure campaign. Join the Ticket, the Heat, to help find a cure for cancer. Do it while getting an up-close look at the Heat in their scrimmage. Proceeds benefit cancer research and discovery at Miami Cancer Institute. Join us in a quest to build a world without cancer. Visit heathelpcure.org to learn more. I've officially canceled Football Friday today. It's Jimmy Butler Friday. Doesn't mean we won't talk football, but they don't deserve the title of the day, Leroy.
All right.
Would you just prefer if it was just a regular Friday?
Yeah.
No. Why? Why? Just come into the fun, man. We're having a good time.
Oh, jeez. How about Australian Football Friday? The grand final is Saturday. First of all, any sport, I'm going to tell you right now, any sport that calls their championship a grand final could kick rocks.
Is it a grand final or grand finale?
It says grand final. I could read.
I was just asking if maybe that guy has it wrong. Oh, Mike.
I don't know. Let's look it up. Grand finale.
I don't know.
Could be.
Yesterday, I was just throwing things out there because my son wants to be a snake for Halloween. And my daughter, she wanted me to be a giant taco, which I think is stupid. So I said, nah, I'm going to be a kangaroo. And just
cause, why? Because I got that suit.
Yeah, because it just came to mind. And so now my son is stuck on this.
Are you going
to
tuck him in your little...
No, he's going to be a snake, man.
How you can...
What?
Why do we let our kids do
that? He wants to be a snake for Halloween, and he wants snake birthday. He likes snakes. That's what he's into right now. I'm telling you, it's great.
Somebody said, "Can for CP3, can we play Baby Shark?"
I'll allow it. He's more like Grandpa Shark.
Eat the shrimp. No, why do I even know that? Do you know what movie that is?
Nope.
I think it's Shark Tale with Will Smith.
Oh, I couldn't get through Shark Tale.
Really?
My kids won't even watch Shark Tale. My kids will watch anything that's computer animated.
That's the only part I remember. Eat the shrimp.
Jalen Ramsey, by the way, he said on his podcast that his trade request still stands, but he is unsure if he is done with the Jaguars. He says, "I'm not sure if I've played my final game with the Jags yet, but my trade request still stands. For me, respect is a huge thing, and I kind of touched on it a little bit last week in the podcast, but once respect is lost for both parties, I think it's time to part ways. I'm going to continue to be the top corner in this league for years to come. The money will come. Money isn't everything. Peace and happiness means a lot more than money." So, yeah. But I don't know what he does. Like, at this point, when they don't trade him,
you know what's amazing?
Then what?
You know what's amazing? That say what you want about Jalen Ramsey. The things that he has said about this, there is no comeback.
Yeah.
Because if you go to Tom Coughlin, everybody in the world knows it's him,
mm-hmm,
and knows he said something disrespectful. Right? You go to Doug Marrone. Doug Marrone can say, "Hey, we have a great relationship,"
mm-hmm,
right? Because he's pretty much put it out there. No players have any beef with him. What do you do? Because this is like for the athlete that snaps, right? This is like right. So can you say, "Oh, he's a diva. Oh, he has a attitude."
He's a diva,
but not really.
No, he's a diva.
Think, okay, he is. But as far as football is concerned,
doesn't matter.
Or a manly sport, you kind of have to respect the people you're around.
Yeah, yeah. No, and he's with everything else, he's been pretty upstanding as far as a dude you want representing your team.
Right. You think. Khan comes in and says,
"I think he's tried."
No. Fire Tom Coughlin.
Oh, I hope so.
No. There's I hope so.
Do I think he's done it?
Or do you think he'll do it? Because now is the time. Like, you almost have to make a statement to your best player. Because Tom Coughlin can't cover Julio Jones.
That's right.
Jalen Ramsey can.
That's right. I don't know. I don't know if he has. I think it's one of those things where if the season gets out of hand, if they get their ass kicked this week and Jalen Ramsey doesn't play, then, yeah, I think that becomes a conversation. If he still plays and it's drama, I think it's something they fix in the offseason, because I don't know if Jalen Ramsey's going to go the year with saying, "Oops, my back hurts," or "I need to be away for paternity leave." I think eventually he does want to play.
Well, at some point, his kid's going to go away to college. Hey.
What did you think? I know you're a huge J-Lo fan. What do you think of yesterday the halftime show was announced for the Super Bowl Miami? It is J-Lo and Shakira.
Change the channel. As soon as they said, coming up at halftime, J-Lo and Shakira. Left.
Done. It's so like, I don't know, man. I looked at it, I was like, all right. J-Lo's super famous, but does J-Lo have enough hits to carry to be a halftime show? Is that why they have Shakira there? Because she has more hits?
It'll be a show. You won't necessarily have them for the music.
Yeah, it's just going to be
a show,
a lot of
dancing.
It's going to look awesome, I'm
like,
sure.
Look, there's a lot of people who, like, for example, Janet Jackson, her concerts were amazing. You wouldn't definitely consider her, you know, one of the best singers, but as far as performers, yes. It's the difference between
refresh my memory, when Janet Jackson had Booby Gate, was she supposed to be the headliner, or did she cameo for Timberlake? How did that work? I don't remember.
I think she cameoed with Timberlake.
Okay.
I think he was the headliner. But if you go,
so how many hits does J-Lo have? Jennifer, how many hits is J-Lo? Do you know, are you a J-Lo fan? Do you know
what?
I'm a really big J-Lo fan.
Yes.
And
are
she
you
has plenty
are you,
wait, of
hits. She has plenty of hits besides Jenny from the Block and that.
Jenny from the Block Junior.
Waiting for tonight. I remember that from the TRL days.
I remember the song with Fat Joe and Big Pun.
Yeah. She has so many hits. I cannot believe you guys are disagreeing
no,
on
no,
J-Lo.
No, not you guys.
She is like my mother.
Here. She, what?
Let me explain
She's
something
your mother?
To you. Let me explain something to you. Do not ask a Latin woman about J-Lo. That's like their idol.
Yeah, but J-Lo's like, I find J-Lo to be more of a star. I don't find her to be like a star musician. Like, it's not...
No, she's one of the people in this world that is so... She's so famous that everything she does, people just, you know, if she makes an album, oh, okay, we go do this album.
We are?
Yeah. No, not me.
All right, odds A-Rod finds his way to the stage.
None.
What?
None. He ain't going
he
up on that stage.
That.
He's just,
oh,
he's gonna
yes,
stay
he will.
He might be at the game, but he ain't gonna be. No, man. That's
there is going to
you
be.
Know what?
There is going
cameo.
To be. Footage.
Let me explain something to you.
Cameo.
When she goes taking that bat, that's when he'll go on stage. You sound ridiculous.
Nope.
You sound ridiculous.
It's the Super Bowl. A-Rod is going to find his way to the Super Bowl stage.
I really? Disagree.
No,
you're crazy.
Chance. No chance.
He, what? Nobody loves
Has
attention
Tom
more than
Brady
A-Rod.
Walked down the runway with Giselle.
It's not the same.
Why not?
Because Tom doesn't, like, everything Tom puts out is like, public, phony, my own show. Tom Brady is not, like, finding any way for everybody to like him. That's what A-Rod does. A-Rod's finding his way to that stage.
How about this? If you want to be unliked, go on that stage when J-Lo's performing.
I don't know, man.
How many people? 300 million people watching?
Yeah.
Could you imagine 300 million tweets saying, A-Rod, get your bum ass off the stage?
He's not going to be out there, like, dancing.
Hips,
he's just,
wait.
He's going to be out there, like, supporting.
Hips don't lie. Like, you took two of out, and it doesn't mean I like J-Lo, okay? But you have took two of the more attractive performers and put them on stage together.
Yes.
And then you put a set of testicles out there?
What? Hold on. I don't expect A-Rod out there taking his shirt off like he's going to try and sexify the broadcast. I feel like he's going to be out there in he's going to be out there in his button-down white tee with a couple of the top ones open, and he's going to be out there just like, you know, shimmying and happy for J-Lo.
Think about it. Let's put it in.
That is not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I'm agreeing with Leroy here.
Let's put it in terms that maybe you could understand. Why didn't Myers and Jimmy Butler have their press conference on the same day?
Oh, because, I mean, Myers Leonard's going to be in the corner.
You just made my point.
But everybody knows. J-Lo and A-Rod are together right now. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, but guess what? When you're done making the sandwich, peanut butter goes in this container, jelly goes in this container. Unless you buy it, of course, the peanut butter jelly mix.
That weird mix.
Yeah, which is
nobody buys that, right? I've never see the shelf stocked with that stuff.
Lazy people.
Nobody buys the
See, you don't know nothing about that government peanut butter. It came in a big giant can, and then you take the top off the can. First thing you had to do was stir it because all the oil was on the top. That government living ain't no joke.
That's got to be the crunchy, though, right?
No.
Really?
Man,
I thought the peanut oil was only
like
there for crunchy.
When you had government cheese, you got a block of cheese like this big, right? But here's the problem. Who eats that much cheese?
Nobody.
So you have to slice it. But then the edge would get hard because you're not eating all that cheese.
Of course.
And you have to cut the edge off, and then there's some good cheese up in the middle.
Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.